is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Actress Vanessa Marcel will stop by in a moment to talk about her latest career moves. But first, bad news if you're attractive. It can ruin your career. Being handsome may not work in a man's favor when it comes to his career. The research claims attractive men are less likely to be given a job in a competitive workplace because they intimidate bosses who see their looks as a threat. The study found that it was male attractiveness rather than female beauty that made the most difference. If the interviewer expected to work with the candidate as part of a team, then he preferred good-looking men. However, if the interviewer saw the candidate as a potential competitor, the interviewer discriminated in favor of unattractive men. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Calvin Harris, was dating someone else when they first hooked up. Allegedly, Harris confessed to a pal that he was cheating on model Erica Wolf with the singer before ending their six-month relationship and moving on to Swift. It's likely that Taylor did not know that Calvin had a girlfriend when they first met. A source tells the New York Daily News that Calvin and the model met on the set of a music video and began dating in October. They were full-on boyfriend-girlfriend for about 6 months, totally joined at the hip. In early March, Calvin told a close friend that he cheated on Wolf with Swift and didn't know how to explain himself to the model. The DJ and producer waited a while for the dust to settle before stepping out with his new lady. Harris and Swift were first seen together in public March 25th and turned on the public display of affection at a Kenny Chesney concert 2 days later. He ended up breaking up with Erica, but just pretended that the Taylor Swift stuff happened after the breakup. Erica probably knows that she was cheated on. Well, here's something I've got to try out. They say that chewing gum after hearing a catchy song will help you think of it less often and get it out of your head. Volunteers reported thinking of the song about one-third less often while chewing gum than when they weren't chewing gum or when they were tapping their fingers. The study is the first to examine the effects of chewing gum on earworms, and it suggests it could also be used to stop other unwanted or intrusive thoughts. Popular American beers like Budweiser, Bud Light, and Shock Top are expected to go on clearance because of lower sales. Craft beer is hurting other beer sales because they have more flavor. A study showed 44% of drinkers between 21 and 27 years old have never tried Budweiser, even though it's the third most popular beer in the U.S. behind Bud Light and Coors Light. At its peak in 1988, Budweiser sold 50 million barrels a year. Now it sells 16 million a year. Budweiser has introduced a can shaped like bow ties to appeal to young adults who haven't tried the beer. According to a study, women like to have sex at night while men prefer it in the morning. Researchers found that women most desire sex at 11:21 p.m., but just 16% of men want to make love just before they go to sleep. Most men prefer to have sex between 6 and 9 in the morning, with 7:54 a.m. being the optimum time. The Apple Watch doesn't work well with some people's individual tattoos and may malfunction when worn on tattooed wrists. Dark, vibrant ink seems to cause the watch's heart rate monitor to lose connection and give inaccurate readings. The issue first came to light online where users complained about repeatedly entering passwords to unlock phones, which is required every time the device detects it has left a wearer's wrist. It appears the pigmented ink of some tattoos affects the watch's sensor's ability to read an individual's heart rate, which in turn leads the watch to think it has stopped making contact with the skin. The reason for the glitch is the heart sensor reads a pulse by measuring light absorption through the skin, and dark ink can change the measurements. Apple has yet to comment on TattooGate, but admits on its support page that many factors can affect the performance of the Apple Watch heart rate monitor. Mike Tyson arrived at the Floyd Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao press conference and fired verbal jabs at Mayweather, his former friend. The former heavyweight champ referred to Mayweather's recent claim that he's the greatest boxer of all time and not Muhammad Ali due to his record of 47-0. Tyson said the guy is going around saying he's better than Ali. I don't want to hear that. Before the press conference started, Tyson was told he could move up to the front four rows, but he responded, "I try to stay as far away from dirt as possible." When asked directly about his thoughts of Mayweather, Tyson said, "I was always told by my mother that if you can't say something nice about someone, don't say anything." Tyson and Mayweather had a falling out for undisclosed reasons, but when asked about it, Tyson said, "I try not to remember that." Justin Bieber has been apologizing lately, and now he's hoping people have been taking it seriously. Justin has been making the talk show rounds in the past few months, issuing apologies for his past headline-making bad behavior. In an interview with Hero Magazine, Bieber said, "I hope people feel the sincerity in my apologies. There are a lot of things that have happened in the last couple of years that I'm not very proud of, and I feel a responsibility to my fans and the public who believe in me to make it right. I hope everyone believed it because it was honest." 53-year-old George Clooney married his 36-year-old wife, Amal, and women marrying older men, psychologists call it the George Clooney effect now. Evolutionary psychologists say the younger women and older men often pair up because while fertility only lasts from puberty to menopause in women, it starts in puberty and can extend long into midlife for many men. There's a strategic advantage for women to nab a man who's a little bit older. He's had more time to accumulate resources than younger guys. Plus, he's probably had the chance to gain some emotional stability, too. There's another factor at work here. A 2010 study found that as a woman became more financially independent, their taste skews toward older, better-looking men. Also, as expected, men who had more money preferred younger, more attractive female partners. But when women had more money, they desired older guys. Bruce Jenner plans to become a woman by the summer, and he's already throwing girl parties. Sources say he's having the parties at his mansion in Malibu, where he wears high heels, women's dresses, nail polish, and makeup. The sources say the Olympic champ is excited about everything female, and he loves to dress up and loves doing his hair. Jenner has a new female name that his friends and family use, but has not yet been made public. He apparently has footage of Jenner cross-dressing that was captured during filming of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Sources say cameras caught him several times wearing a dress in his closet, and ex-wife Kris Jenner threatened to release the video during their early stages of separation. That's why he wanted to do the docuseries, because he wanted to put it all out there before anyone else could. And did you hear about the professor at Texas A&M who was so fed up with the behavior of his students, cheating, lying, and verbal abuse, that he flunked every single one of them? In his 2 decades of teaching, the professor says he has never dealt with anything like it. The behavior was so bad that at one point he had to have security guards watching over the class. University officials decided to take over after the professor emailed everyone, letting them know they had failed and that he will no longer be teaching the class. University officials say the students did not have Fs until the end of the semester and still have time to prove their worth. Meanwhile, a student with a gun was tackled by a teacher after firing 2 shots at a Washington State high school. The teacher was able to subdue the student before anyone was hurt. The 16-year-old was carrying a revolver and unloaded the shots into a stairwell at the school. The teacher who tackled the student later says it's a teacher's job to go towards the gunfire instead of away from it. Students reportedly fled out of the building after hearing the shots. Classes were then canceled for the rest of the day. After interviews with students and the shooter, it appears there wasn't a specific target for his shots. Actress Vanessa Marcel is part of the new reality show, Queens of Drama.
Hi.
Hello, Vanessa. We speak again.
Yes.
It's been years, but it's good to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you, too.
Say your last name so I say it perfectly.
Like a battery. Cell. Marcel.
Marcel.
Yeah.
You got to marry...
It's confusing.
You got to...
I am.
You got... Well, but you got to marry a Frenchman named Marceau, and then you'd be Vanessa Marcel Marceau.
I know, and I am, actually. That's my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather.
You're kidding.
No, I'm really not kidding.
Marcel Marceau is related to you?
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I was just trying to make a dopey joke.
I know you. Well, you always are.
Thank you very much.
That's your job.
All right. Very good. Well, unlike Marcel Marceau, who, by the way, is the worst interview ever.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Clearly.
Yeah. So let's talk about the new show that you're involved with. Tell everybody about this.
Well, we had a lot of fun making it. I'm a documentary junkie and a reality TV junkie. So it's kind of a combination of the two. And we really had a good time and also a very frustrating time getting a group of women together who have done both daytime and primetime dramas and created our own primetime show. And it, you know, like any business, if people got to see behind the scenes of what's happening in your work meetings, it's not always pretty. And, you know, it was challenging, and a lot of things happened that I was not expecting to happen.
So it's called Queens of Drama. When are we going to see this?
There's a new network called Pop TV, and that's the network that we are on, and I'm in love with this network. I love our president. He is awesome. And there's lots of original programming on Pop TV. There's an incredible comedy, scripted comedy called The Creek. And can I say that? Okay. And with Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, who are comedy legends.
Oh, my God.
So, I know. I couldn't even breathe when I saw them the other day at the Pop event. But it's a really fun network.
Now, where are we going to find Pop on our TV with, you know, 1,000 channels these days?
I know. You know, that's such a good question. All I have to say is you just got to Google, because it's different everywhere.
And it's brand new? I mean, it's just starting up now?
It's brand new. It used to be a TV guide, and now they've taken it over, and they're now calling it Pop TV.
And with actress Vanessa Marcel, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.